Lesson 8.1. Exercises 2A and 2B.
Knowledge and Power. Four lessons from historical figures. 1. Michelangelo pretends to sculpt. In 1502, Piero Soderini, the mayor of Florence, commissioned Michelangelo to build the Statue of David. When the piece was nearly finished, Soderini, who thought he was an expert, told Michelangelo the nose was too big. The sculptor climbed a ladder with a handful of dust and a chisel. He then pretended to make alterations, tapping the chisel gently against the stone, careful not to do any damage, while dropping dust from his hand. "Look at it now," he said. Soderini replied, "I like it better. You've made it come alive." 2. Churchill paints a sheep. British Prime Minister Winston Churchill was a talented painter. Once, when visiting publisher Henry Luce in Luce's New York office, Churchill saw one of his own paintings on the wall. Luce commented, "It's good, but I think it needs something in the foreground. A sheep, perhaps." He didn't expect Churchill to take him seriously. However, a few days later, Churchill's secretary called, asking for the painting to be sent to England. Luce panicked, thinking he'd done something wrong, and offended Churchill. He sent the painting anyway, and shortly afterwards, the work was returned with a sheep newly painted in the foreground. 3. Curie sisters make a deal. Marie Curie, whose achievements in science won her Nobel Prizes in physics and chemistry, did not have an easy childhood. When she was young, her family was too poor to take advantage of her obvious intelligence and send her to university. The person who helped her to get an education was her sister, Bronisława. The sisters, who were very close, made a pact. Marie would work as a governess, making enough money to pay for Bronisława's medical studies. Then, after starting her career, Bronisława would finance Marie's studies. The deal worked perfectly. They paid for each other's education, and the rest is history. Governess, a woman who tutors the children of wealthy families. 4. Hatshepsut builds for glory. In ancient Egypt, when King Thutmose I died, his daughter Hatshepsut became queen and took control of the country. But the real power always belonged to men, so she declared herself king. She then did various deeds to demonstrate her power. She commissioned hundreds of statues of herself, restored important monuments, had carvings made that showed her as the daughter of the god Amun. Some depicted her with a long false beard. And finally, she built a massive burial temple to ensure that her reputation would survive after death. Hatshepsut understood that male rulers took their power for granted, but she had to do her utmost to gain respect.